the kind of person should lead the VA should know about health care very well. And I don't mean, when I say health care, I don't mean episodic fragmented medical treatment. I mean health care delivery and the management of chronic illness and so forth. Somebody, for example, who has worked in the Department of Defense or in military medicine, well, they do really great things. So they don't really manage chronic illnesses, and that's what the VA manages. So you have to have healthcare experience. You have to have administrative experience because you're managing the second largest agency in the federal government, which has something like 360,000 employees. It's way over $100 billion budget. Somebody who has to navigate the complexities of politics nationally and locally, and really somebody who cares about veterans. I mean, usually the person has been a veteran, but they tend to come out of the officer class, not the, you know, boots on the ground type people that are cared for in the VA. You really want to have somebody who is opposed to privatization and who understands that privatization is more than just selling off VA facilities and equipment and laying everybody off tomorrow. It's this slow starving of the system of resources and pushing people into choice, kind of like they've done in charter schools and to public education. So you want somebody, you need to ask somebody a lot of questions, and you need to ask them for a lot of details in their answers to those questions, because as we know, the devils are always in the details.
Okay, what is generally at stake for all of us veterans and non-veterans alike in this ongoing fight about privatization of the Veterans Health Administration?
Well, I really think it's nothing less than the future of our democracy. I mean, who gets to shape the public debate? Is it billionaires like Charles and David Koch who can't even get along with each other and their own brothers, you know? Or is it people like Stephen Cohn? Is it people like hospital administrators and executives and medical equipment and big pharma? Or is it citizens of the U.S.? And the issue is our democracy. It's also our healthcare system. The VA is a real model for how healthcare should be delivered in America. And this model has been systematically tarnished inaccurately, sensationalistically by a liberal media or mainstream media that is really carrying this Koch brothers narrative. And the issue is what kind of health care veterans are going to get. They were promised a high-quality health care system. We've built them that system, and now we're trying to dismantle it. And the issue is healthcare for all of us, because I think the American healthcare system really is broken. I mean, the VA isn't, but the American healthcare system is.